Right now, though, it's time to bring in Pat Pagano. I bet you he's not dressed like I am. I've got my shorts on, and I'm ready for the 80-degree day today. Good morning, Pat.
Well, good morning. No, I am not in my shorts, that's for sure. I don't know if it'll get to 80. It depends on how much sun we get. My forecast right now is for low to mid-70s. I think whoever gets to 80 is going to be far few between. I mean, some places may touch 80, but I don't think it's going to be widespread at all. So I think the average temperature today will be in the low to mid-70s with some sun. It'll get windy, and we have showers and a thunderstorm coming in this afternoon.
Yeah, we have a slighter marginal risk than national.
We have a slight risk.
Slight risk.
Which one is lower,
slight or marginal?
Marginal.
Okay, marginal is lower. Okay.
Yes, and the real risk is for some gusty winds.
Yep.
With the storms, and they'll end early tonight, low 40s, and tomorrow be a partly sunny, windy day near 70. Cloudy with afternoon shower Saturday, 55 to 60, and your Easter Sunday, partly sunny, breezy in the 50s, 55 to 60 on Easter Sunday.
Well, now the Easter Sunday forecast really improved since Monday.
Did?
Yeah. You thought there was a possibility of lingering showers.
Oh, I still say there's a possibility, but my thinking is that it'll be just north. In fact, for northern New England, the northern third of New England, I'm putting in a rain or snow shower on Easter Sunday.
Wow.
I would say Vermont, New Hampshire, you know, the Adirondacks, those places, a lot of cloud cover and a shower or a snow shower.
So we're going to have temperatures around 70 in the 70s today and tomorrow around 70?
Yeah, closing in on 70.
And then, yep. And Saturday, what's the temperature?
50s. 50s for Saturday and Sunday.
Is it going to be windy at all on Saturday or Sunday?
I don't think it'll be windy on Saturday, but I think Easter Sunday will get pretty breezy.
So I might be able to wear my shorts into Saturday.
Yeah, you may be.
I went through the draw last night. I have 14 pairs of shorts, and they're all mm-hmm. ready to go.
I'm sure they'll get a workout this summer, from what I could tell.
Well, that's good news. And I'm wearing shorts, and I'm wearing a very, very light turtleneck. Very light turtleneck. But this morning, heck, it's like 55 degrees.
Yeah. If you noticed in the spring forecast, and if you look in June, it says third week, severe weather followed by a heat wave. And last week, very warm with some thunderstorms. So I'm thinking from the latter half of June, at least into July, it's going to be pretty toasty.
Well, I like toasty.
I know.
I love toasty. Toasty's good.
Yeah. But when you're grouchy, when it's 40s and rain, I'm grouchy when it's 90s and humid.
I was telling somebody that just yesterday, because also yesterday, besides getting my shorts all set up, I had someone install my air conditioners yesterday. Mm-hmm. Just to get ahead of the curve. I just, right. You know, with my knees, I don't have the proper lifting power that I need to do what I needed to do. So I had a guy install them. And they're all set to go now. So I'm ready for the summer, Pat.
I think you should just have somebody come in and put in central air. You'll be definitely off the hook. You won't have to worry about taking these window units in and out every year.
Oh, you don't understand. These are window units. That the guy said to me, so when do you think you want to take them out? So I said, I don't know. I'm toying with the idea of getting those air conditioner covers,
right?
And getting a couple of those and sealing up that way, and
right.
then sealing up on the inside as well. I'm toying with that idea. I don't know whether or not I'll do that or not, but I'm toying with that idea.
Yeah.
Because you know what, I just don't like storing them. It's clumsy. It's, you know, when you take them out, the water drips all over the place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So listen to me. I sound like a crabby old man this morning.
Well, that's why I said get central air.
Well, it's not my house.
Oh.
I lease it. I'm sure my landlord, who's the best landlord in the world, wouldn't mind if I upgraded his house
to central air,
because you know, he's great. He takes care of all the major expenses like the roof and major things. And inside, I've put in a new washer and dryer. I put in a generator outside. I put in a new stove, a refrigerator. You know, he's just the greatest. The Lampsons are the greatest. The greatest landlords I've ever been associated with renting anything from.
Wow, that's so nice.
So, you know, if I had the dough, I probably would do that. I probably would put in central air.
Yeah, and then you could probably make a deal with them and tell them, you know, I'll put it in central air and reduce my rent X amount of dollars until the unit is paid off.
Pat,
yeah,
I've been there for 11 years.
Yeah.
Never raised the rent.
You can't ask for anything more than that.
I'm telling you, these are, if you looked in the dictionary, perfect landlords, you would see the Lampsons. It's just,
really?
They're perfect.
Well, that's really nice. And you know what? You must be a very good tenant, too, because they appreciate you the way you appreciate them.
And they like pets. They allow pets.
Yeah, which is good, because a lot of landlords, you know, don't want to put up with that because, you know, they could cause damage and then they have to pay for it.
Yeah. So they're the best. So they're the best anyways. Well, so that's the most exciting news I have. I know you're getting ready for your Sunday travels. Sunday travels.
Mm. Yeah. Saturday night I'm going out. A friend of mine's birthday. So we're going out for his birthday, you know, just to a restaurant that Saturday night. And then Sunday, you know, I'll get up real early, go to church, come back, change, pack the car, and off I go.
Well, just know that on Sunday I'm planning to have my famous meatless and beanless chili. I make it with mushrooms. And you cut the mushrooms so small, put in nice tomatoes, Marzano tomatoes, I don't know if it's that, of course, cumin, garlic, some onion, and of course, spices, chili spices. And you cook it down, Pat, and you could never tell that it's meatless.
Why is it that you don't use meat?
Well, because this time, I toy with the idea. And it tastes great. You think that it's meat. The mushrooms actually have the texture of meat. Because, you know, once you make the chili, you grind them down a little. And it's really amazing, Pat. You would think that you're eating just a regular meat chili with no beans.
But in the meantime, you could have meat if you want to.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I just found, you know, I go off and on.
Okay.
Like I made meat with seasonings, and I've been having tacos all this week. My own, you know, corn tortilla tacos. So you know, I go off and on with it how I do it.
Okay.
All right. So there you know, there's that. You know, I'm looking at the movies that have come out, and you know, there's some that have gotten really good, you know. You should watch them, but like Morbius, it's a Spider-Man spinoff. I might watch that. I am going to watch The Contractor. Barbarians just came out. I'm not going to watch Sonic the Hedgehog 2. I didn't watch Sonic the Hedgehog 1. Did you?
No.
So there's some good ones coming up.
And you told me about. Were you the one that told me about Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah.
Yeah. which is, you know, unfortunate. But there was other news. Oh, yes. Reacher. You watched the whole season.
The whole season. Reacher? The whole season.
It's coming back, but guess when?
Not till next spring.
2024.
Yeah. They do that with streaming because there's so much out there streaming.
Yeah,
that these things go away on the back burner. It's like I waited almost 9 months for the second season of one of my favorite shows, two of my favorite shows actually, Upload, and it came back, and they came back with only 7 episodes, and they're going to be back again in another year.
Well, you know it starts at the end of May, right?
What?
The that science fiction series. What is the name of it? Why can't I think of it? Stranger Things.
Oh, that's well. Then that's good. That'll
the end of May. Stranger Things.
Yeah, but the seasons are different for a lot of these streaming services.
Yeah, because they're all over the place. You're right.
Because there's just so much content, and also now, after some of the streaming services give you regular movie theater movies right away, and the other ones bring them in like 12 weeks. So there's so much content right now, they can afford to spread it out.
Yeah,
they can afford to spread it out. All right, well, let's recap this almost summertime forecast for today.
Yeah, well, we have a little sun, showers, thunderstorms this afternoon, low to mid-70s, they end tonight, low 40s, partly sunny, 70 Friday. Afternoon showers Saturday, 55 to 60. Easter Sunday, partly sunny and breezy, 55 to 60.
Now, I'm going to warn you in advance today, and I'll warn you tomorrow, don't have too much ham.
I don't eat ham.
Oh, so you're just going to eat the Italian food?
If they make it, I think they're making like a plain pasta and lamb. So I will just be having the pasta.
Yeah, no lamb and no ham.
No. Nope.
You're lambless and hamless.
You got it.
All right, Pat. I'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
All right, sounds good.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.